Cancer, this is your June horoscope for 2021. Cancer, my love, I feel like your energy is probably the saving grace of this month. And the reason I say that is because the sun moving into your sign, Venus moving into your sign, immediately upon their entry onto your sign, they create a really beautiful trine to Jupiter and Pisces. And by the end of their cycle, both the Sun and Venus and Mars currently in your sign, by the end of their cycle through your sign, they're going to yet again close off by creating a trine to Neptune and Pisces. So what does this tell me? This tells me that it's a month of healing, especially the first week of June. On June 2nd, Venus enters Cancer and remains there till June 26th. Venus in Cancer is really lovely energy about getting clear about the relationship with ourself, about the relationship with our home, our internal sense of home. And really, we're coming from a time, especially over the last year, in which that sense of home was redefined. And here is Venus again touching Cancer energy and really having this beautiful aura to it, creating this safe space for all of us to process in. For you, this is the recognition of how far you've come along with the relationship with yourself. This is especially true because you have Pluto currently retrograde in Capricorn, which is opposite of you. So this recognition, it's like Venus standing across, almost like in a face-off with Pluto in Capricorn and Mars supporting her in Cancer, because Mars is currently in Cancer, even though he's going to move into Leo on June 11th, it's perfectly fine. This is Venus saying, this is who I am now. This is my sense of self-worth. This is my sense of home. This is my safe space. These are my boundaries. This is you coming full circle to that recognition and understanding how important boundaries and all of those lessons are when it comes to relationships, okay? So understand that Venus coming into your sign is about loving and compassionate energy. On the other hand, it also has to do with another level of consciousness in the collective. This is because Venus has not connected to a Jupiter in Pisces in a really, really long time. Remember, Jupiter is in Pisces, but it will only be there up to 2 degrees. It will go back into Aquarius and finally move into Pisces till the end of December. So this connection between Venus and Jupiter on June 3rd is this reminder and this allowance to be guided by something greater. In your case, it means allow yourself to be guided by peace and not anxiety. And in order for you to do that, you need to release and relinquish a little control. Actually, you need to relinquish all control because essentially we don't have any control over anything. So this, you're never going to stop being Cancer energy, right? Cancer in its motherly energy, in its innate motherly energy, will always have this tiny bit of worry, right? But here's the thing. You have to come back to what you've experienced, to the lessons you've experienced over the last 12 months and say, if I can get through that, I can get through anything. I thought I had all the control in the world then. Turns out I didn't. My life felt like it kind of fell apart, but here I am in a brand new space within myself, within a brand new sense of home within myself, creating a brand new future for myself. This is really important to recognize because not only is all of this water energy incredibly healing for all of us, like I said, it's obviously healing for you. But here's the thing. On June 10th, we are going to have the solar eclipse in Gemini at 19 degrees Gemini. On the same day, we have what we call in astrology an inferior conjunction. This represents the time during Mercury's retrograde cycle, in the middle of its retrograde cycle, that it connects with the Sun. This connection to the Sun represents a time in which you get a cosmic download, signs, emails, text messages, phone calls, a message through someone you're just having a conversation with. And this is all happening in your 12th house of karmic ending and karmic releases. So, Cancer, this for you is about having yet another breakthrough, but it doesn't have to feel as painful as the breakthroughs you've had over the last year. This is a breakthrough that is meant to liberate you from these harsh expectations of yourself. This is a breakthrough that is asking you to keep an open mind and an open perspective to different options in when it comes to work. You don't have to work so hard to get somewhere. Yes, you do have to be diligent, you do have to be committed, and you do have to put in your best effort, but it doesn't have to be hard. Life doesn't have to be hard. Cancer energy, again, because it's that motherly energy, and mothering energy in our society has been conditioned almost to suffer. And you, your energy, I'm not picking on you, right? I'm not picking on Cancer energy, but the way that Cancer energy has manifested, especially over the last 4 years, has been that if you're not suffering, then it must not be important. Then it must not be worthwhile. And that's simply not true. And I think you're in a space where you can finally accept that, finally believe that, and really release it. And allow yourself to open up from a different space. Here's why this is so important for you. Releasing anything in the 12th house, it's like you're having a breakthrough at a very subconscious level. That's massive. The 12th house represents the subconscious. As soon as you allow yourself to be open to a different perspective and you allow energy to come in and have a subconscious mental breakthrough and a release and a karmic cutting of ties with something from the past, you immediately open yourself up to something new, including a relationship. Will a relationship manifest for you this month? It's possible, but I see a significant relationship unfolding for you more towards the end of the year. This is important to note because at the end of the year, Venus is going to be transiting Capricorn. Capricorn is your seventh house of partnerships and serious relationships. Venus is currently in your sign. It's important that we follow Venus's transit throughout the rest of the year because as she retrogrades in your seventh house of relationships and partnerships at the end of the year, it's almost like she's going to retrograde there to really check if you've released the baggage from the past. So now that you know that, understand that part of the letting go with these eclipses has to be the narrative and the baggage that you have around relationships so that when the end of the year comes and Venus is reviewing your relationships, reviewing the baggage that you have, reviewing all the stuff, you come out the other end and say, I no longer attach myself to that. That is no longer a part of my reality and I am open to healthy relationships. If you manifest a relationship really between June and July, what that's going to mean, or you currently have a relationship right now, what that's going to mean by the end of the year is that the relationship is going to go again through a review and not necessarily a bad one. This is a time in which you're both going to pause and say, all right, which direction do we head into now? Do we move in together? Do we get married? Do we get engaged? Are those even things that we want? Is that the tradition we want to follow? Or do we just want to have a committed relationship, but with all of the other stuff? I believe that because of the overall energy and where this is all headed, that it's probably more in that direction. open yourself up to it and understand that committed relationships don't have to look the way they used to. Cancer is one of the signs of tradition. And there, regardless of how old you are, regardless of how, you know, up to date and modern and hip you are, I'm kidding. Tradition is still important for you. There are things about tradition that matter, and they should. You're the sign of tradition. You remind the rest of us of how important tradition is. But tradition is changing, and we are creating new establishments around tradition. So be mindful of that, okay? On June 20th, we have the summer solstice, which means that the sun is going to go into your sign of Cancer. This is a beautiful beginning for you. This is about you having gone through, you know, the eclipse and now the midway point of Mercury and the sun. This is you finally coming to some sort of clarity about which direction to head, about what comes up for you in the month of June. Okay, so understand that it's going to have to do with relationships, with relationship to self. This is also going to have to do with a sense of liberation. And again, it has to, this theme of liberation keeps coming up. And really, it has to do with the liberation from the past. It's just that little bit more, that little bit extra that needs to be released about the past. The solstice is a really great time to set the intention that from the summer solstice to the fall equinox, you are planting seeds, you are building the groundwork for a much healthier space and belief system behind relationships, okay? So on June 24th, we have a full moon in Capricorn. What is Capricorn? Your seventh house of serious relationships and partnerships. This is why it's even more important for you to, you know, really pay attention to what the narrative is behind relationships, because this full moon is going to give us a glimpse of what that Venus retrograde in Capricorn in your sector of relationships is going to do in December. This is finally a month in which Cancer moves from one state of self to another, from one belief system of relationships and how you are in relationships to another. Understand that the clarity is going to feel a lot more comfortable in July or August, but it starts now. Be intentional, be present. Breathe, and may this be helpful to you throughout the month of June. Have a great month.